From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Okay, when you hear that music, you know it's time for the News Hour. But is time running out for that PBS show? Today, the New York Times reports that the program is struggling for funding after a major sponsor dropped out. Marketplace's Janet Babin is here to tell us more. Janet, the company, Archer Daniels Midland, has ended its sponsorship of the News Hour. Just how important was that money?
Well, Alex, ADM made up a pretty big chunk of NewsHour's sponsorship, and so far, the show's had trouble filling in that funding gap, and now it's frozen salaries, and 401k contributions were suspended this month. Aaron Barnhart's a TV critic at the Kansas City Star. He says public television sponsors these days are trying to reach a certain demographic. It's not really just about philanthropy anymore.
The ADM was trying to speak to movers and shakers, people who are influential. And they've decided that more of those people are watching commercial network news and The Daily Show than are watching NewsHour.
So there's a certain struggle to deliver a relevant product. I spoke today with Dominic Rella. He's got his own advertising agency, Rella Cowan, in Durham, North Carolina.
I haven't watched network news in probably over 10 years. And if I did, it was by mistake.
So there you go. I mean, Rella's like a lot of us, Alex. We just aren't around at 6 or 6:30 anymore. And if we are, we're more inclined to TiVo or watch cable networks that loop the news or watch news mixed with comedy. And hopefully, you know, some of us still tune in or podcast to public radio shows.
Let us hope so. So is this just a problem for TV news programs, or is there a bigger problem here for all of network TV?
It appears that this is a problem for all TV shows, TV news shows. People who are watching TV news tend to prefer that food fight style we see on McLaughlin Hour or an opinionated cable news host. And also, so many of us now are watching or going to the Internet. Brad Brininger is CEO of national advertising agency McKinney.
The web has made a huge difference in how people are consuming media. Part of it is that they can tune in whenever they want and not be beholden to the schedule of the broadcaster.
And, you know, part of it is that if you crave more in-depth reporting of an issue, you can go online. I mean, how many times, Alex, have you just wanted to look up one thing online and 2 hours later, you know, you emerge?
So, quickly, how does the larger economic slowdown affect TV ad sales?
Well, it hasn't helped, as you would expect. A slowdown's never good for any kind of advertising. It's the first thing to go, as they say. Although my advertising friends argue that, you know, the worst thing a company can do is pull back on advertising when the economy's flailing. You know, you got to keep your name out there.
That's Janet Babbitt of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.